Hi, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. We are still in the middle of our magic series, and we are now on episode 30. And we are talking about the magic of mirrors. And of course, you know that there's going to be lots and lots of goodies in this one. Okay. Just wanted to start off saying, you know, back in, you know, I guess like around 600 BC, mirrors used to be made, right, instead of just glimpsing into still water to see your reflection, right, they would actually use polished obsidian stone to actually fashion mirrors. And obsidian is made out of, you know, it's black stone. So this is where scrying came from, that like technically a black mirror was the first mirror. Either way, mirrors are a reflection of the truth. Whether we like it or not, it's the truth. And then that's why there was the invention of the trick mirrors and the silly mirrors, you know, just for fun type thing. A mirror is a handy yet cruel tool. It is simple and easy to acquire, yet it tends to reveal our true nature. It has been said that it is harder to lie if you were looking at yourself from a mirror at the same time. I'm going to try that. The interesting thing is that when watching ourselves from a mirror, what we see is a mirrored image. So we don't actually see ourselves the way others do, as much as we would like to, we don't. And what we see is what we choose to see. What we focus on, our mirror image, is a reflection of our reality. And what we see in the mirror is not a common reality, but how we interpret the reflection. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Now, as always, we're going to throw in the what makes it magical. And honestly, one, it's a truth teller device. It is something we do use for divination, right? And whether it is made out of clear still waters, you know, glass sand, right, or black obsidian, it is still being made from a particularly living thing that is, you know, manifesting energy. And the magic part of a mirror is that it is in fact a portal. It's a portal that is looking back at you, but understanding that through that mirror, even though it reflects the world behind you, definitely implies that there is another world inside of that mirror, so to speak. So the mirror is not, you know, limited to the flat surface. It actually has depth, right? It has as much depth as you give it. So if you were to open a door near a mirror, you have now expanded that world, right? You have now given, you know, what we would call, you know, the other world or the upside down, an extension of ourselves and our energy. That's why when we look in the mirror and we are angry or we cry or we're happy, we are actually, you know, just truth telling on ourselves, pretty much, especially those who psychologically have a hard time looking in the mirror, which will manifest or will reveal that you have a hard time looking at yourself, knowing that there is improvement to make that you are consciously refusing to do. Most of the time it's conscious, but it can be unconscious too. Keptroptromancy is scrying, in which the chosen medium is a mirror. Sometimes you may also hear people speaking about captromancy or enoptromancy, and they mean pretty much the same thing. Most of the time when you speak about mirrors, there's a fear that comes with it. And I can almost guarantee what that fear is, right? It's the fear of breaking a mirror, right? That old wives' tale and that very, very popular idea that if you break a mirror, you will have 7 years bad luck. Well, I hate to tell you this, or I hate to break it to you, okay? Breaking a mirror is not unlucky, especially if it's set with intention, and I'll tell you why. Now, because mirrors are portals, right? You know, the amount of people who have looked in that mirror before it becomes into your possession, it holds that energy. And most of the time, almost all of the time, we are unaware of how many people and what type of people or situations were, you know, in that mirror or in that mirror's eye, in that eye shot. And anything that is in fact in front of it gets recorded, so to speak, spiritually. The energy is attached, right? So if you were to break a mirror with intention, you know, of breaking any curses or any negative energies that might have come before, or you notice a lot of negative energy around the mirror in particular whenever you're doing like spiritual dowsing or cleansing, okay, you're gonna say, well, this mirror's gotta go. Before you get rid of the mirror, you got to remember your image is in there as well. So all you're doing is just passing on your misery and whatever to someone else. And what you're facing or what's happening to you right now isn't going away. You're just putting it in another place. It still lives on. So breaking a mirror with intention will bring better energy. Okay, it'll bring a lightness. If you intend to break all of the bad energy that is in it, sadness and all of that, right? Recommended though, break a mirror outside to set the energy free back into the air, back into the cycle, you know, of the universe. It's the equivalent of pretty much opening up a bird cage and letting the birds fly free. But in this case, if it's negative energy, it's like letting the bats free, but giving the bats, you know, negativity a chance to cleanse itself and hopefully come back to you in a good way. Another tip would be a mirror that's in the dining room area. This can bring about abundance and happiness because everything in the mirror will reflect back into your world. So you'll be reflecting, you know, abundance and happiness and, just having a lot, you know, positive conversations and the very good emotions and all the comforts and all the just, you know, very good vibes just multiplying every single time, you know, you eat food or just have dinner with people you love in front of that mirror. It's a space of relaxation, obviously, and it's a space of pleasure, right? You're always going to eat food that you actually like, so you're going to be manifesting more of that positive energy, bringing in more of what you prefer. Then I want to just, you know, piggyback off what I said earlier when speaking into a mirror with emotions. Whether they're good emotions or bad emotions, they will manifest themselves quickly, okay? Because once you are able to face yourself, how you are feeling at that moment is going to multiply, right? Like I said, when, you know, mirrors are extensions of our current world, they are, you know, they are holders of truth. So the what you say into a mirror, just as a little bit of a witchy tip, you know, if you want to manifest something into your life, look in the mirror and say, I have this, I am this, I'm this, you know, this or whatever. Even manifesting losing weight, because some people don't like looking in the mirror just because, you know, beauty standards are just really ridiculous, right? So if you are feeling confident, if you are feeling like you can do it, manifest and speak it into a mirror. That way it's easier, you know, to come to pass, meaning the next time you look in the mirror, you know, that's what you will see, because that's what will physically manifest into your world. Another thing, when it comes to gifts, you know, or even thrifting, right, or even just buying a mirror anywhere, like I said before, never accept a mirror as a gift or buy a used mirror without cleansing it. Because like I said before, you know, you don't know who was in front of that. You don't know what situations were witnessed in front of that mirror. And all of that energy, you know, tacks on, you know, to you and your environment, and will mold itself and find its way to creep into your environment. So always keep, you know, mirrors that have only been around, you know, positive energy, you know. And if you can't guarantee that, you have to cleanse it. How do you cleanse a mirror? Well, the most common way to cleanse a mirror is to put it out in the sunlight and also put it out in the moonlight. Not either or, both. Okay, and preferably on the same day. Now, if you are having a mirror at night, then cleanse it in the moonlight, then cleanse it in the sunlight. This gives, like, you know, a dying of the negative or the dying of the old. Okay, and then the rising sun, the rising of the new. And then the mirror is cleansed, and you can burn sage and you can say your, you know, your prayers that, you know, are meaningful to you, like, you know, with really, you know, good emotions, also with a lot of confidence, you know, and just things that come natural to you. So that's how you would cleanse a mirror. That's the most common way to cleanse a mirror. And lastly, ever look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you don't quite recognize who's in the mirror, right? You just feel like something's a little bit off. You might look a little bit worse than you did either days before or even weeks before. It's said that if your reflection is not quite right in the mirror, it is a sign that your energy is changing, or it is a sign that something has come in and influenced your energy. So if you have any type of suspicion that something might be affecting you, if you feel though someone might have thrown magic on you, or you know you're being followed by a monitoring spirit or whatever, it will actually appear in your reflection. Okay, you know, that's why we have a lot of villain stories about how, you know, vampires can't see their reflection and all that stuff like that, because they are not physical, right? They're you know, falsely physical, right? We are real physical. And it could be your skin, it could be your hair, it could even just being able to look deep into your eyes and just see a void or feel a void. It gives an indication of that your energy has been manipulated in some way. So, you know, that would give way to, you know, getting yourself a cleansing or a reading, or cleansing yourself and cleansing the mirror. Okay, and usually about like a week later, look in the mirror again, and there should be some type of significant difference. If there isn't, with intention, start at the beginning and break the mirror. But break it with intention. Break it without fear. This way you do not, you know, hold any of that fear in with you in the environment that you're currently in. That way when you get a new mirror, you're not bringing that fear into that mirror. Okay, so I did tag the sources down below for all this information, and I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. I hope to see you in the next episode, and thank you for listening. All right, lovies. Bye.